broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
They certainly don't walk around with a sign on them saying...
I said we should go out again. And he said that would be great.
The blacks. Ah, some of my best friends are black.
Weeks ago, I came to the House floor after having purchased an iPad.
George Bush doesn't care about children.
Yeah! All right! Live from Coachella! World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And this is a radio show, by the way, that is radio for patriots by patriots. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of this hour, my godson Joe is in Coachella, California tonight for the Coachella Music Festival, and I got a tweet. I saw his tweet there. I was actually going to ask him to call, you know, but
you can sure have him call up.
I don't know. It's too much of a hassle. But anyway, his tweet was, you know, something something. He's having a lot of fun, and then but $9 beers, I ain't digging.
You're kidding me.
No, $9 beers. So they're so it's nice to know that people are still entrepreneurially motivated, baby. And speaking of being motivated, on this radio show, lockstep together, shoulder to shoulder, arms locked, we walk right over top of the dumb, soft heads of liberals everywhere. 877-876-PHIL. The story here is about California mandating gay history in schools. California Senate mandates, now this is a bill, so it hasn't been passed yet, but the California Senate would mandate gay history in schools. We're going to have Doug Danger on, who is a gay man and a gay journalist, as he says. He is with the Orange County Courier to talk with us about this. In the meantime, State Senator Mark Leno, who's a Democrat from San Francisco, explained to MSNBC why he has pushed for this legislation.
You know, we are currently censoring our history books when we specifically exclude LGBT Americans from our lessons. Since the 1970s, our education code has required that the role and contributions of women, African Americans, Mexican Americans, Asian Americans, European Americans be included in our history studies. We are failing our students, and I can document that by the tragic and ever-growing epidemic of bullying on our school campuses, but we are not helping them by denying them the fact of a civil rights movement and that there is a history here and there have been leaders, not unlike Harvey Milk.
All right, so that is State Senator Mark Leno, and you heard him weighing in there on this bill that would mandate the teaching of gay history. Gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender people would be added to the lengthy list of social and ethnic groups that public schools must include in social studies. Joining me on the line, Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier in Santa Ana, California. Doug, how are you tonight?
I'm doing very good, Phil, and this is very welcome news.
All right, Doug, that's what I was going to ask you. If the bill is adopted, according to the story by the State Assembly and signed by Governor Jerry Brown, it would become the first state to require the teaching of gay history. So you're very, very pleased, I take it, with this progress.
Well, first of all, the first thing I have to do is I have to ask, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I've worked and been out of the closet now for 90 days, so I've worked very hard, and I have worked a long, long road of discrimination and being looked down upon by straights to get to this point. So I have to ask every straight person that I know, and that would start with you, Phil. How do you feel about this?
I feel it's good. I think that history is important.
Yeah, but I can tell you there's a little bit of a qualification there in your voice.
No, there's no qualification. I think history is important. See, to me, history is truth. There's no fooling around with history. There's no people try to do it. People try to take history and they lie about it. They manipulate it. They say things happened that didn't happen. They say things had an effect that they didn't have. But there's no question at all, that gay people have throughout history played important parts in the development in fact, the other night I was talking about a man who was instrumental in breaking the German Enigma Code in World War II. He was a member of the MI6 group of British scientists and agents who broke the German code and allowed the Allies to eavesdrop on German communications in World War II. This poor man went to jail because he was a homosexual. and eventually died.
What was his name, though?
His name escapes me.
See, that right there. There. I knew that I knew I'd get you. Because for a minute there, I was beginning to respect you, and I do respect you, Phil, and I think very highly of you, but you're straight. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? And we have to educate the straight people, the straight kids, and the gay kids to the role that gay people played in. And for a minute there, I thought maybe you knew what you were talking about, but of course you don't. You're a straight man. And
what does that mean, of course I don't? The fact that I even know that information...
Well, you know that information because you read a book about World War II and about espionage. Just so happened the guy was gay.
Well, maybe it did just so happen the guy was gay, but I mean, it's information like that when I read information like that. But here's my question, the larger questions. We talk here with Doug Danger, folks, about a bill that would mandate the teaching of gay history in California schools. My question for you is the following thing. Are you satisfied with this bill? Are you satisfied with what it's calling for? Are you satisfied with the consult with teachers, with parents?
Well, that right there, you just said something that I'm not satisfied with. I believe that the role of parents is very important. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I think that the history of gay people in this country, the history of LGBT people in this country, has been kept away from the school books, it's been kept away from the kids long enough. And if this so-called consult with teachers and so-called consult with parents is an excuse just to drag this out, we won't stand for it. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. It's very important, Phil, that for thousands of years, gay people have been covered up in history. And so now we need, there's a lot of work to be done. I mean, we need a kind of a gay affirmative action. I think that there needs to be a gay overlay on the historical narrative. And
what do you mean, gay affirmative action? You're talking about in employment?
No. I'm talking about in history. The other night you were talking about Abraham Lincoln, and you were mentioning that some of Lincoln's correspondence with some of his male friends seemed floral, and you said at the time that was normal for men, and you said it was normal for men to sleep in the same bed at that time.
It was.
All right, and that may be true. And it may be true that Abraham Lincoln was not gay.
Well, I don't think there's any indication, there's no evidence that Abraham Lincoln was gay.
Well, but you see... That may be, but the historical narrative I think we can lay on that is that he was gay. And why do I want to say that Abraham Lincoln was gay? I don't know whether he was or not, but I think the time has come for us whereby we have an affirmative action that we, if you will, we gay up history.
And gay up history. Now, that's exactly what I was just talking about. I said that history needs to be truth.
History is truth. It is truth.
How do you say that Abraham Lincoln was gay when you know that he wasn't?
I say that Abraham Lincoln was gay when I know that he wasn't because he slept in the same bed with men, and you could easily overlay a gay narrative on that. Same thing with James Buchanan.
But I don't understand what that means, overlay a gay narrative. What does that mean?
He slept in the same bed with another guy.
Abraham, let me tell you this. Abraham Lincoln was a circuit lawyer, and in those days, literally, you rode the circuit. You were on horses, and you went from courthouse to courthouse with the same judges and the same lawyers. He, in fact, traveled the circuit at one time with William Seward, who became his Secretary of State. He and William Seward slept in the same bed. William Seward was about 5 foot nothing with red hair. Abraham Lincoln was 6 foot five with a beard. They probably looked ridiculous, sleeping head to toe.
Well, how do you know they weren't gay? Or had some kind of a gay romantic involvement?
A romantic involvement? I just got done telling you. It was a standard thing for men to share. It was a standard thing for lodgers to share the same bed. When you went to a rooming house in those days, you didn't get a room. You got part of a bed.
Well, again, and you can fancy it up all you want, Phil. We've got a lot of work to do. We have got gay people have been stepped on and kept out of the historical narrative of this country long enough, and we've got to gay it up, and we've got to make sure that young people especially know that gay people had a huge, huge process here.
By the way, that man's name was Alan Turing, the British agent who was involved in the cracking of the German Enigma code, a gay man who suffered greatly in his life for that. All right, we're talking here with Doug Danger. Our number is 877-876-7445. Parents have got to be involved in this process.
No, there's no time.
Parents have got to be involved in the process, Doug, only from the standpoint of implementing this narrative so that this narrative, listen to me, I'm using your word, this...
We want to make sure we got a gay narrative going here. James Buchanan, was he gay?
James Buchanan, look, But the parents, whatever you want to do, and I don't think you mess with history, whatever you want to do, you have to bring the parents into this and say to them, here is what we're going to be teaching. Here is first grade, second grade, whatever.
There's no time, and gay people have been shut out. We've been shut out of the historical party like people who, you know, weren't wearing the right clothes. I mean, we didn't get past the velvet rope of history. Well, let me tell you something, Phil. It's been a long, hard road. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? Okay, Phil?
Yeah.
All right, so that means that I've made it past a lot of velvet ropes in my time as a journalist, as a gay man, a gay journalist, but I haven't made it past the velvet rope of history, and all that's going to change. And so in order to do that, you want me to involve the parents. The parents are going to slow it up, gum it up, muck it up. And
the parents are always and will always be involved in when you consult on particularly controversial lines of curriculum. And
what's controversial about putting people in a history book?
There's nothing controversial about including gay people, but you have to let parents know, because it has been a controversial part of the of our society in terms of whether gay people are married. Some people may react really weird, you know.
No, we have mollycoddled people long enough. We've held their hand, we've wiped their rear ends, we've blown their noses, we've changed their diapers. You know, we've rinsed out their cotton diapers and given them those the plastic jobs that you snap the pamper. Is that it? I mean, we have a generation of parents that want a figurative Pampers diaper on their figurative, and they messed them, you know, figuratively messed themselves. So we have to figuratively put a pamper on them. And
what do you mean figuratively mess themselves? What is that?
I'm talking about what a bunch of babies they are. Parents are getting in the way, and we've got to begin now to get this gay narrative into our schools. And to that end, of course, our roadshow starts, as you know, Phil, next month. Where I'm going to be going to different elementary schools and different grade schools, bringing with me LGBT people. I'm bringing a couple of drag queens. And what we do is we show the kids what are we. And one of the parts of it is I bring in a lesbian woman, Candy Taylor. I don't know if you know her or not.
No, well, yeah, I met her.
Okay. Well, Candy's real, real butch. And it's a part of the program we call What Is It? So she stands there, and I point at her, and I go, okay, kids, what is it? You know, is it? You know, what is it? What is it, a man, or is it, what is it? You know.
Well, that's very respectful.
Oh, give me a break, will you?
Well, that's, what is that, man?
So kids can be familiar with what a dyke looks like. You know, we have been shut out of the historical narrative. This is what we've been forced to do by straights to catch up. I got to go from one school to the next with a freak show. You think I want to do that? I would much rather have been able to say, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Hi, how you kids doing? And this is gay history. I can't do that now. We got to hurry up. So I got to go from town to town, school to school, like a traveling carnival freak. Like I got trailers full of freaks, and I got tattoos from here to there.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Our guest, Doug Danger, says, parents should not have a say in the teaching of gay history in our schools, the curriculum, and so forth, shouldn't they? Of course. 877-876-7445. Plus, I got to be honest with you, Doug is gay, but this whole traveling roadshow of LGBT and gay people where he stands them up in front of the class and goes, what is it? We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, our news and information hour coming up next hour. And Margaret Gray is going to join myself, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard. She's going to sing a couple of songs for childhood obesity awareness. California Senate bill has been introduced that would mandate the teaching of gay history in schools. If the bill is adopted by the state assembly and signed by Governor Brown, it would become the first state, California would become the first state to require the teaching of gay history. Governor Brown has not indicated whether or not he supports the bill. I read a book on gay history called The Gay Metropolis. I love history. I don't think there's any history that shouldn't be taught. And we're certainly aware of the fact that African-American, especially our African-American soldiers, were locked out of history for so long. And now we're finding the contribution. All I'm saying to you, Doug, is this.
No, you're talking about involving the parents. And what you want to do is slow the process down, Phil. I know you're a good man.
And I don't want to slow the process down. I want to make sure that parents are involved in the knowledge that this is being taught.
Again, this slows the process down. It slows down, with all due respect to these parents who are going to attend a school board meeting. They're going to stand there and start asking, forgive me for saying this, but mostly stupid questions about, oh, is my kid going to go gay? You know, we've answered that question a million different ways. I don't want to go down that road anymore. And so we've got to get the curriculum in there tomorrow. We've got to get...
You'd do it that fast, wouldn't you?
You better believe it.
Tomorrow. If you could do it tomorrow.
Yeah, you better believe I would. What? You're the guy that says... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? Okay, Phil? Phil?
Yes, I know that, man. But I'm saying to you...
Well, you know, look, your homophobia is your business, and you can deal with that any way you want. I mean, you've got to meet your maker someday. But
that's not homophobia, Doug. All I'm saying is you want to shove... And look at man, I believe in history, okay?
You almost said the phrase, shove it down our throats. How do you like that?
No, I said shove it into the curriculum.
No, you weren't. You were going to say you gays want to shove your lifestyle. Phil, you can pretend like you're liberal on this subject. And
I consider myself a conservative, and I think it is a conservative's position to embrace history in all of its truths. But to say that you want to jam this into the school curriculum without so much as consulting the parents, I think is wrong. Okay, and now you want to bring drag queens and gender benders to the elementary schools. You need the parents' permission. You need to explain this. You need to put it into context.
No way. No way. No. You're not slowing it down. You and the other straights are not slowing this down anymore. Okay, this freight train of history is on its way. We've been stepped on and slowed down long enough. Now I'm going to bring in this lesbian that I know, Candy, and later on, as we do the presentation, I'll say to the kids, "Okay, now here it is."
And here it is.
It's a guessing game. That's all.
877-876-7445 is the number. Let's take a phone call. Sean in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Sean, go ahead, please.
Yes, Phil. I am calling to say, first off, here's the deal. We're all Americans, number one. The thing is, we know that gay Americans have done a lot for this nation, and I do not deny that. The thing is, what we have to do is, do you want to raise your children to believe certain things? I am a Christian, first off. I do not believe in homosexuality. I do not believe that you're born that way. I believe it is a choice.
The gay history is—it's the freight train of inevitability, sir. You know, and
but you are saying you don't want to consult with a man like Sean or any of these parents.
Well, this man doesn't even think I chose this. Like I chose to be discriminated against. Like you chose to be black.
Hold on, sir.
Choose to be black, sir?
Let me say this, my friend. First thing you did was say, as a black gay journalist,
I'm a white man. I'm a white man, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Yeah.
Okay, I apologize for that. That's first thing you said was gay journalist. The separation that you are putting out there is hurting Americans right now. You are just as bad as Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson to black people, okay? You are hurting the gay community. And the reason I'm saying that is because, like, for instance, Kobe Bryant got in trouble for saying a bad word, the F word. Now, I'm a black man that doesn't use the N-word, okay? I do not believe in the N-word. As far as I'm concerned, that's a word that's trash. Now,
I don't degrade anyone that uses that word, okay?
As an American, you have free speech. Now, here's the deal. You guys want the freedoms of America, but then all of a sudden, soon as mud is thrown, you want to just jump up and go, oh, my God, I'm a victim.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't jump up and say I'm a victim unless I'm beaten up, unless the law is broken. I don't jump up and say I'm a victim. If somebody discriminates against me, sure, I jump up and say I'm a victim. But now, I'm a gay man and a gay. Are you aware of the fact that I'm gay?
The gay right.
Are you aware of the fact that I'm gay?
Brand to apologize for saying the F word, okay?
Well, wouldn't you want me to apologize if I said the N word? Wouldn't you want me to apologize if I said the N word? Of course you would. You might even kick my ass.
I'm saying the truth. As an American, you have the right to say what you want to say. I'm not that word.
But I'm a gay. Are you aware
that I'm not that word? I'm a black American.
Are you aware that I'm gay? You know that I'm gay. You know that I'm gay, and I'll live my life. Am I gay?
That's what.
Phil Hendry.
You never did admit that I'm gay.
Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back. Here with me is Doug Danger.
But you know that.
I know that, Doug. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier is joining us. He's a writer, gay man, gay journalist. I understand that. You're asking that last gentleman, you know I'm gay, and maybe his opinions about gay people, perhaps, or being gay was not the most, enlightened. But the fact is, he was making some points, and there you are with the N-word.
I didn't call him an N-word, Phil. I said I used the N-word, but only against white gays. And that must have stunned him, because he didn't say nothing.
All right, we're talking here about California voting, at least the California State Senate has voted, to now begin to teach gay history in school. Now, this has not yet been passed. I don't know personally, and I'm a conservative through and through, and I don't know that this is necessarily a bad thing. I think that we need the history of our country. We've seen the damage that not telling the true story of history can do. It damaged a lot of great and brave people, black people, soldiers, all kinds of people. We're left out of the historical narrative of our country, and we finally recognize the contributions of all kinds of people. So I don't disagree with that.
And why will you not allow that I have the traveling gay show? And
because you're treating it like it's a freak show. Now, let me ask you something. You said that parents should not be involved, that too much time has elapsed.
Bill, you want to have the parents and the school boards involved in the slow implementation of this gay curriculum because you feel somehow the children will be, this is very sensitive material. You may be right, but the fact is we have waited too long to have gay history taught in schools. This is the super chief of historical imperative. Get out of the way. Get off the tracks. Society waited too long. Now, gay parents, that's a different story, of course, because we need to pass down the oral traditions of our culture to our young, to the gay, to the young gay ones. And so,
what is this again?
The gay parents would be involved in implementing the curriculum because they have certain oral traditions, like the Native American, passed down traditions and laws and culture from long ago, from one set of adults to the next. Gays have done the same thing. We've passed down the legacy of the gay, how gays did things. You know, how did a gay, it may be something as stupid as how did gays make fire,
How did gays make fire? You got to be kidding me.
I'm talking about the spoken tradition. Okay.
So, but here's the thing. You want gay parents involved, but not straight parents. And
yeah, because gay parents know the... Wow. Gay parents know the gay tradition. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm not gay, so I'm taking myself out of that particular equation. But I will tell you that once the gay parents have been involved in the implementation of the curriculum and these traditions have been passed down, then we go to phase two and the traveling gay show. And
you got this thing. This is a freak show, and I warn you, Doug.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. What are you warning me about?
I warn you that you run the risk of turning gay people into some kind of a traveling freak show, just as you said, and not people to be respected and people to be integrated into history. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Akron, Ohio. Nathan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Nathan. I think we can all agree that all three of us want the accurate teaching of history. And if we can all agree on that,
well,
then it seems like
I don't think Mr. Hendry does. I don't think Mr. Henry does. I think Mr. Henry wants it. He wants straight people to run it.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
You're not advocating the teaching of accurate history. What you're advocating is the teaching of gay history, as exemplified through you saying that Abraham Lincoln is gay, regardless of whether that's factual or not. That's just how you want it taught.
We need to have that narrative because we've been cut out. We need to have some gay. There's got to be a gay somewhere.
Well, what does that mean? There's got to be a gay.
Why is sexuality so important to historical teaching? Why doesn't matter if you're married or unmarried or gay or straight as to your historical accomplishment?
Until we find out who the actual gay players of history were in American history and elsewhere, we're going to have some prominent gay figures. And I say we use ones that already have suspect behavior. And
boy, that is that you talk about stupid.
Stupid?
Yes, stupid. Stupid. Abraham Lincoln slept in the same bed with other men. That's what men did then. James Buchanan,
you know, was, excuse my language, queer as a $3 bill.
No, I do not know that. In fact, the historical research now tells us that James Buchanan was simply asexual. He didn't have sex with women or men.
What are you talking about? Boy, you'll lie about anything, won't you, to get your way?
I'm not lying, man. I agree with Nathan. If you don't have accurate history, what's the point?
You would take a queer like James Buchanan and turn him into what?
You don't have any evidence that James Buchanan was gay.
You don't that he isn't.
I've got letters written, and I have the analysis of historians who say that James Buchanan simply was not interested in sex.
Yeah, right.
Doug, if we're so concerned with teaching accurate history, what about the fact that the United States is based on Christian beliefs? Why are they no longer taught in history at the forefront? That's the basis of our country. That's an important part of history, and yet it's not really taught. What about that? Well, you advocate for that as well.
You sound like that guy in Napoleon Dynamite, by the way. But I would say that...
What is that? Whatever that's supposed to mean.
Resorting to deflections and cheap insults.
I'm just saying, you sound like the guy in Napoleon Dynamite.
Why don't you answer the question? Why do we no longer teach Christianity?
There's nothing wrong, and there are public schools that do comparative religious study when you're talking about religion from the standpoint of a historical study. There's nothing wrong with that, and I think we should do it. And I think there are schools that do it. But I don't believe we indoctrinate. I do believe, but I'm gay, all right? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That's all I care about. I care about the religion of gay. I care about the religion of queer, if you want to put it that way.
The religion of queer. And I want to ask, I'm going to find out about this spoken gay tradition.
Just like you never heard of Native Americans.
I've heard of Native Americans with a spoken tradition. I didn't know that gay people passed theirs down.
Yes, they do.
Doug, you're a gay journalist. Does the fact that you're gay make you a better or worse journalist?
Better.
Why is that significant to the fact you're a journalist?
Because I got a better BS detector. Because of all the years of discrimination, I got more of a BS detector than people. I know when someone's trying to, yank it and crank it, and I know when someone's giving me the straight scoop.
Oh, boy. All right, so, Nathan, thanks for your call, sir. Well, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, right? Right? Sir?
He knows that, man. He knows. Thanks very much, Nathan. I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. And, so this idea that you need some gay affirmative action to overlay a gay historical narrative.
Exactly. Well, look at Phil. You look at a man. Let's take a historical figure like George Patton. George Patton was a great general. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Are you going to deny that because of me being gay? And having what we've called on your show many times, homo eye, or the ability to gay it up, or gay eye, or gay vision, I can look at a guy like George Patton and say, this guy carried ivory-handled revolvers, and he ain't queer? Yeah. All right, Mr. Homophobe.
Whoa, man. I'm a homophobe when you come off with a line like, George Patton had ivory-handled revolvers, and he ain't queer.
Right. That's exactly what I said.
That's how you decide, huh?
I'm saying where there's smoke, there's fire. We've never been able to find out about George Patton because they've covered up the legacy and the history of George Patton because he's a great American and he did help win World War II. But let's face it, he's walking around in riding pants, got the ivory handle revolvers, looking for all the world like some kind of I don't know, dancing queen. You know,
well, I wouldn't know, man. And I'll tell you this, of everybody I've ever talked to, you're the first guy that ever took one look at George Patton and said he's got to be gay. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jason in Houston, Texas. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll try to get to my point quick. This guy,
yes,
I don't understand what his agenda is. Hello?
Hello? Right here, sir. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Jason. We're here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't understand what his agenda is. I mean, is he trying to say that gays are more important than straight people in history? Because I thought, you know, I've always been taught that history was based on facts. And, you know, I don't understand the point of what it matters. You know,
well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. History is based on facts, but gay people have been shut out of history for so long, we've got to make up for lost time. So,
you sound like someone who just bought a new sports car, you know. They go out, they tell all their friends, they're like, hey, you know, I got this new sports car. It's the best thing on the planet. I want to tell everybody about it. You know, you said you've only been out of the closet for 90 days. That's what it sounds like what you're doing. You're going out and you're trying to say, hey, I'm gay. Look at this. You know, it's the best thing on the planet. It's for everybody. Well, it's not for everybody.
No, you're missing my point. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? So
I know that. You keep saying
like
that.
You have been in the closet, right? Well, do you know that?
It doesn't
Are
matter
there,
to me.
You know that I'm gay, though.
Look at Doug. Of course the man
yes,
knows
I
you're gay.
Do,
everybody
of course.
Does.
You keep right. saying it. You said it 30 times in the last hour.
Well, you haven't referenced it at all. You're talking about all kinds of problems I got, but you never once said
I'm not
you're
I'm
gay.
Not saying you have any problem. I'm asking you questions, sir. I'm saying
yes, sir?
I don't understand your agenda. It's like, you know, anything on the left. You know, you try to put things out there to
right.
confuse the rest
right.
of the population into believing your side of the story. That's all you want is your side of the story. And I don't see
well,
your side of the story. I don't see the
significance. Well, sir, I'm not trying to confuse you.
But no, I agree with this young man because you liberals always, always, you don't mind being wrong so long as you got a fallback position. And you guys are wrong a lot, and you're proven wrong a lot. But that doesn't matter to you. You just go to your fallback position.
And what fallback position have I got?
Now yours is gay affirmative action. We'll take the narrative of history and overlay gayness on it because it isn't fair that we've been cut out of history.
That's exactly right. And I would ask you and this gentleman, all I'm bringing up is this, Jason. James Buchanan was, he was president of the United States, okay? You know James Buchanan?
I know who he is, yes.
Okay. This guy never got married. His niece was the official hostess of the White House. Queer?
You know, I think that's
son?
Really messed up.
If,
you know, just
yeah,
to say, a guy doesn't get married.
If James Buchanan or Abraham Lincoln were gay, you're barking up the wrong tree, sir, because I didn't know either one of those guys. And so I'm not going to believe it unless I hear it out of their mouths, which is never going to happen. So,
Abraham
you know,
you're just
pushing your agenda. That's all you're
exactly.
doing is pushing your agenda like anyone on the left. You know, it doesn't matter who you hurt. You want to bring gays into the classroom and you want to teach them that gay is the right way. All you're
no,
trying to say
I'm
is gay is the right way.
And I'm saying that gay, no, I didn't say that. I said the gay is a way. And if there's a gay out there, you tell me it ain't George Patton.
That's the part I don't like. I mean, I agree with teaching history and I agree with teaching all history. But when you start taking people and saying, well, we've been cut out of history so long, let's just make James Buchanan gay or Abraham Lincoln gay or George Patton gay. Why? Because he had ivory handled revolvers.
That's right.
Yeah.
And nothing says dancing queen like that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Doug,
I see.
Back when George Patton was carrying ivory-handled revolvers, that was the most expensive revolver that you could buy. It was the nicest thing. It was a way to show class. It was
exactly.
a way to show...
And that's why only queers had them.
No, queers didn't have any money back then any more than a straight person did.
Queers had more money then, just like they got more money now.
All right.
You're making assumptions.
I think that this is a ridiculous argument.
Do you want people to make assumptions about you based on your sexuality? I don't
that
think
I'm
so.
Rich,
I think,
yeah.
I
that
think,
I'm
I
rich, yeah. And gay people are rich. You know it,
I'm
I
not,
know it, he knows it, she knows it.
I'm not making any assumptions about your sexuality. I'm not judging
right, listen,
you.
We,
I'm saying that we shouldn't force feed it to our children in a way
that history needs to be taught.
History does need to be taught, but accurate history needs to be taught, not phony baloney. Thank you very much, Jason, for your call. Not, you know, because he had ivory-handled revolvers, he was a dancing queen. Not because the guy never got married, you know, but because it's actual part of history.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, which you don't want me to say.
I can't keep you from saying it, man.
Well, then, hear this and hear it real good. As a gay man, a gay journalist, I'm going to get the gay history curriculum into the schools under the auspices and guidance of gay parents and hand it down by from one gay chief to the next. And
you know, put him on hold, and I want to, somebody get, what is this gay chief stuff?
What are you talking about?
I want to know whether there's such a thing as handing down the oral tradition of being gay.
Well,
don't get cute. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman coming up next hour in our news hour. And we'll be back with our final segment here with Doug Danger on whether or not gay history, gay history should be taught. The history should be taught, but shouldn't parents have a greater hand in the teaching of it? 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And we're online at philhenryshow.com. If you go to our website, get a backstage pass, you can watch live streaming video in HD. Phil TV in HD on our website, philhenryshow.com. Doug Danger with us in our final segment here on the gay history being taught or possibly being taught in California schools. And let's go to Elizabeth in Houston, Texas. Elizabeth, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, please.
Well, hi. I'm a little bit nervous.
Yes, ma'am.
But I just have one question for your guest. Are you a parent?
I'm an uncle.
Are you a parent?
An uncle.
You're an uncle.
You know what she's asking.
Are you a parent?
I'm an uncle.
Have you experienced bringing a life into this world that you're solely responsible for? Because what you're trying to do is deny a parent the right to be involved with their child.
What life did you bring into this world?
My German Shepherd had a litter.
Oh, will you get serious?
She asked if I brought life into this world, and I said yes. My German Shepherd had a litter.
That's not what she was asking.
Do you have a child? Are you a parent?
My dog. My dog.
Your dog. Well, that would... I'm a Southern lady, and I won't make that kind of a comment. However, until you have experienced bringing a life into this world that you are solely responsible for, and to have someone stand up and tell you, you have no business what it's being taught, no business who's teaching it, no business what's parading around in front of my elementary school child. There may be parents who would agree with this curriculum, but you could not come to Southeast Texas and tell parents they have no business in their children's education. That's not going to work. I don't know many places that's going to work.
Ma'am, I can tell you this. Time's wasting. Gay people have been cut out of history long enough. And with my traveling gay show, which I'm going to have, and I think you'd like this, Elizabeth, and I do want your opinion. It's just that we've got to get going here. We've spent too much time.
You don't want our opinion.
You're wanting to exclude the parents from the process. Well, because a lot of these straights are bigots. You know, you sound like you're fair, but you know a lot of them are rednecks. Now, what I want to do is...
Boy, you're really endearing yourself.
I have two sons who are history majors in college on their way to being teachers.
Yes,
and they are purists, which isn't very popular in this revisionist-type, you know, atmosphere in the political world. However... As a parent, if you try to parade a freak show through my child's elementary school, you will be stopped. Parents have a say so. If the parents stood up and said, okay, do this,
excuse my language, I bring in a diesel dyke. Now listen, I bring in this woman.
You already said you were going to bring drag queens as well.
Okay.
So? You said you would bring a drag queen into my nieces, my nephews, my child's elementary school.
No, I didn't
school.
Say I'd bring it
so.
Into your nieces and your nephews. I didn't say, I don't even know who you are. I'm going to bring it into their school. I don't even know where they go to school.
And so,
Doug, you're saying theoretically this is what you would do, though.
You're not wanting to know.
Now that I know who you are, I don't want to go anywhere near where you live.
Doug, you know what we're talking about. You're saying that you want to bring this into schools.
I'm bringing in one lesbian. God. And I'm putting her in front of the class and saying, what is it?
You said, out of your own mouth, I'm going to be bringing a drag queen.
Yeah, I'm going to bring a drag queen in, but I didn't know that you're going to make a big deal out of it. You know, most people,
that's because I'm a parent. See, you didn't know that a parent would make a big deal out of something like that. Because you're not a parent, you have no idea.
Downtown,
you have no perspective
Houston,
from a parent's point of view. You're not responsible for a human being. And turning that human being into a responsible, loving, caring, fair person.
What if you found out that your husband dressed in women's
on its way?
And if you wear jeans, does that make you a lesbian? No, but you wear jeans, right? So that's all I'm saying.
Whatever that means.
Exactly. I live in Southeast Texas. We all wear blue jeans, and we wear
blue. I'm sorry to hear that.
Phil.
You all wear blue jeans. So do the cows.
Wow.